In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today we have an example of how to pray. We all need good examples of how to pray. We need to follow these examples. It's amazing how simple prayer really is. We make it complicated because of our sins. This woman shows us not only how to pray, but the kind of mindset to have. She was not even a Jew. She was from the land of Canaan, land of idol worship. And yet she knew who Jesus Christ was because she called Him Son of David. This is one part of how we should pray. We must know who Jesus Christ is. Don't think it's so easy. You don't know who Jesus Christ is just by knowing a few facts from the Bible, knowing what the fathers teach. You know who Jesus Christ is by living like Christ. It's the only way to know Him. But we must be dogmatically correct about who Jesus Christ is. We must know that He is the Son of God. We must know that He became incarnate of a virgin. We must know that the things that He taught apply to us and are required of us. So we must know Jesus Christ if our prayers are to be heard. You notice how her prayer was? Sure, her daughter was possessed by a demon. She didn't explain all of the circumstances to her and all these things. Instead, she just said, "Lord, have mercy on me." And later on, "Lord, help me." So we should ask, but we should ask simply. The Lord knows what we want. It doesn't need to be complicated. But it does need to be, as she shows, persistent and humble. Because what happened as she kept asking after the Lord? He ignored her. He didn't even say a word to her. And then the disciples got tired of her crying after them. So they said to the Lord, "Dismiss her, get rid of her." And the Lord said, "I'm not sent except to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman heard this. So she's being ignored by the disciples, ignored by the Lord, and now the Lord has said that His mission is not even to those that are outside of Israel. And what does she do? She intensifies her prayer. She comes up to Him and says, "Lord, help me." I would say that the two major reasons why we do not have what we want when we pray. One is our sinful life. And the other is our lack of faith, as evidenced by the fact that we give up. Because the Lord will not answer our prayers instantly. In fact, sometimes He will not answer them at all, as He didn't answer the woman's prayer. But if we are persistent in asking for the right thing, then the Lord will hear us. This is a difficult lesson. There's many things that I wish, that I want for my family, for my flock. I don't see them happening. It's very easy to give up in prayer. Very easy. I find it easy. Do you? I do. Maybe not to not pray at all, but just to pray without such fervor, forgetting to pray sometimes. Praying but having that doubt in your mind, like the words are, as it were, bouncing off the walls. This woman had every reason to completely doubt and to just think, "Well, He's not going to hear me," and to walk away. But instead, she intensified her prayer. She was bold, but boldness mixed with humility, because the Lord again rebukes her. First rebukes her by saying, "He's not sent except to the lost sheep of Israel." Then directly to her, "It's not meet to give the bread to the dogs." And of course, she accepts this rebuke wholeheartedly. She recognizes that what He's saying is the children are the children of Israel, children of faith, by extension now. the church, those of the household of God, the body of Christ, and that those outside of the faith he refers to as dogs. And even to this day, we don't give the children the bread of the children to the dogs. We don't give Holy Communion to those outside of the faith. So the woman reacts with great humility, but also with great intelligence. She takes our Lord's words, and she finds truth in them, and truth that applies to herself. Because it is true that the dogs will eat of the crumbs of the table of their master. What would our life be if we considered ourselves to be like this woman? What if we were to think, when we want something, when we ask the Lord for something, when something in our life is not right, and we ask for help, to think of ourselves as ones that all we need is a crumb. There was another woman, all she wanted to do was touch the hem of the Lord's garment. But we're not like this, come on, let's admit it. We don't ask in such a way. We ask with a sense of entitlement, don't we? If we were to describe our society, I think entitlement would be one of the major words we'd use. We feel entitled. How dare the Lord not listen to us, keep us waiting? We might not say such words, but we're used to being waited on. We want things conveniently given to us. And the Lord is not about convenience. He's about righteousness. Righteousness is not convenient. Righteousness is hard. So, the woman accepts his rebuke, but tells him the truth, that even those outside of the household of faith can eat of the crumbs. That's what she was doing, right? He was coming to the Jews, and yet she had heard of him, learned of him, and had come to believe in him. And of course, then she was accepted into the household of faith because the Lord said, "Great is thy faith." This woman rebukes us. She stands in stark contrast to the kind of lives we lead. We say we're of the household of faith, but our prayers are infrequent and not very powerful, not very fervent. We forget to pray. I don't think we forget to eat or watch TV or read something we want to read or have entertainment. But we do forget to pray. And we don't pray with great fervor. Because if we pray for a length of time, things don't go right. We give up. This story was here for a purpose. You know, the Lord, there were many, many, many miracles the Lord performed. Only a few of them are recorded. So each one is important. Each one has a beautiful pearl which has something to teach us. This one has to teach us how we are to pray, how we are to live. You see, the way we pray and the way we live are completely linked. If you don't live a righteous life, if you don't live a life that is towards the truth, God will not hear your prayer. If you don't live humbly, then when your prayer is not heard immediately, you will fall away. You'll stop praying or become angry or become embittered or lose your resolve. And I think the one thing we can take from this that would be really beneficial is just pray simply and pray persistently and fight off that temptation to become despondent when things are not as you wish them to be. Of course, you must pray correctly, right? You must pray for the right things. But if you're praying for the right things, praying that God would help you to become good, praying for those you love, whom you see in some danger or some difficulty, not praying just for material things or for things that you wish that perhaps you don't need, whether they be material or not. But if you pray persistently and simply, the Lord will hear your prayer, as he heard the prayer of this woman. So let this woman's rebuke resound in our hearts. Let us look into our hearts and say to ourselves, we don't pray as she does. We don't have the fervor she does. We don't have the humility she does. We don't pray rightly as she did. But let us learn from this and pray simply, profoundly, persistently, and humbly. And the Lord will hear our prayers. Amen.